graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 94 of Suplex City Limits for January 28th, 2017. The first entrant into this year's Royal Rumble, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the Dennis Condrey to my beautiful Bobby.
I'm Tyler Fudge.
And the Jim Cornette to our Midnight Express.
Thank you.
And I'm better than ever.
Didn't expect that.
Jared.
What's going on, guys?
Fully Loaded Wrestling and the pay-per-view Take Two podcast.
Whenever we decide to do that.
Whenever you have time to do that. Today's episode of SCL brought to you in part by Snooka brand coconut water with a delicious coconut flavor that hits you in the face and leaves you for dead. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can pick up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees and like, favorite, subscribe, all that jazz, wherever you listen. Gentlemen, what's going on?
What up?
Apologize if you hear banging because there's people banging on the walls and floors over here. It's construction season.
I do actually own one of your Pro Wrestling Tees. They're comfortable tees. I suggest you get one, fans.
Yeah, there you go.
I have one as well. It's comfy.
We get a little money to keep the lights on at the Suplex City Limits.
Obviously getting... not enough to stop the banging on the walls, but...
Oh, shit, right? We're trying to bring a podcast to the world in here. Yeah, we don't have a high-class fucking recording studio or any of that kind of shit. Just me sitting in the fucking living room of my ghetto-ass apartment bringing you Suplex City Limits.
I'm just sitting next to the wall so I can have my phone plugged in because my computer's not working. So, yeah, we all got some fancy shit going on.
And with our endorsement deal with this Snooka brand coconut water, we were promised a lot of money. Haven't got shit so far.
They sent me a coconut.
Just a coconut?
I had to get the water out myself.
Yeah, did you break it over your own head?
I did. So if I'm a little loopy, like Goldberg.
God, we'll talk about that. And on today's show, we'll preview Royal Rumble, TakeOver, we've got some Mark Tank, we've got a brand new game after the failure of last week's game. I don't know, Hall of Fame, all kinds of shit. So let's fucking get into it. Let's start off the show with some news. Yeah. That is our news. This is a 6-star podcast. We've changed the rating system. It's a 6-star podcast.
Yes. Thank you, Dave Meltzer.
Awesome. Oh, shit. Jimmy Snuka will not have a formal funeral. I'm not sure what's going on with that. They say at this time, no formal funeral service will be arranged. Instead, we'll be looking for a future date to appropriately celebrate his life and legacy in a style that would make him proud. So I don't know if they're going to, like, beat up some women first or...
Jesus. They're going to lower his body into the casket from the ceiling. He's going to throw
him. Just drop it off the cage. Just, like, dump the casket open off of there.
Mick Foley be in the crowd and at the funeral crying. Like, this is amazing. Gonna model my funeral after this.
Oh my god, we are fucking terrible people. Oh shit. Speaking of terrible people, Tammy Sitch this week. Her trial was canceled due to a guilty plea. She pleads guilty to driving without a license, driving an unregistered vehicle, driving without insurance, no showing plate in improper vehicle, so she's got the wrong plates on there too, and operating a vehicle without a valid inspection. That's pretty much everything that you could fucking roll into one.
How can you not plead guilty to that?
I don't know. People do that shit all the time, dude.
It's like, how do you, if you're driving without insurance, how can you say I wasn't driving with, you know, I mean, I just don't get it. It's like,
unregistered, uninsured, no license, fake license plates. What the fuck is wrong?
Well, it's just good to see that porn deal worked out for her and she's got her life together.
Definitely.
Oh, man. She is a fucking train wreck. Undertaker in need of hip replacement surgery. That should be obvious to anybody who saw how that guy was standing in the ring on fucking Monday.
Didn't he already get one at one point in time? Like, is this the second one?
Had a bunch of them, dude.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's had hip surgery, but he's never had an actual replacement.
Ah.
Yeah, he just had another hip surgery to like prolong him not needing the replacement so he could work again.
Why? Will they not let him retire? Is that it? Is like when he tries to retire, do they just like beg at his feet for him not to? Or is he
bet they do.
You think that's it?
I think it might have to be that Michelle McCool is just such a bitch, she's got to leave.
Is that the chick he's with now?
I think so.
Yeah. He's been married to her for a few years.
Right. It's just, it's kind of like Mark Henry. He wanted to retire too, and I guess, like, you know, they begged him to stay around. I don't know why. Why?
Yeah, look what he's done.
It was like last year they did that. You know, like, stay around for another year. For what? I saw him on a house show, dude. Like, teaming up with Titus O'Neil. What the fuck?
That's a barn burner. Really.
They're like, have you put in a tag match? Do we have other black guys? Oh, there we, Titus. Awful. So, yeah, I guess that was, he was on crutches and shit, like, in 2016. So he's going to come back and fucking gingerly work this Royal Rumble. That's going to be, I guess if you're going to work a match, you work something like this, come in late, get tossed out early. It's not much much demand on you.
No.
So
yeah, he probably gets big paydays too, so why would you stop? If you only have to work like 2 days a year and you're still making like $250,000, why wouldn't you?
Because, like, I mean, you give me like any opportunity to not have to go to work, I'm not going to go to work, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if I got money.
You like your, yeah, but imagine if like you got paid a shit ton of money to do this podcast, but you're like getting older and you're like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And someone's like, well, here's $250,000 more to do it. You'd still fucking do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We do it for fucking jack shit right now.
Yeah. So imagine if someone's waving money in your face.
I guess, but there's nobody out there saying like, oh, fucking Jim Vicious. He's a piece of shit these days. He looks like crap. He's fucking retired.
I don't know. Have you been on your Twitter account, man? Come on.
I hear people talking shit on you all the time.
It's mostly just me and like different accounts that I've made up.
Jim Vicious needs to hang it up. He looks like shit.
I'm only got Rando off the show. I just kept messaging him angrily, like, you suck, get off the show. You need to be replaced.
Total Divas returns April 5th with Nikki Bella confirmed as executive producer.
What?
Yeah, she's going behind the scenes when it returns this spring.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
she will serve as executive producer. I fucking hate this bitch. We'll talk about we'll do a mini Total Divas review later. God damn, I hate her. I can't stand that woman. She is terrible. But yeah, she's going to be executive producer, so.
Great. Now, it doesn't take much to be an executive producer either.
No, you just put your name on it and then you're done. Yeah.
Give them one little idea and it might morph and like, not be the same idea at all, but if you gave him that one little idea that spawned that, boom.
Yeah. Exactly. Triple H talking about kind of being disappointed in NXT's current product. You hear about this?
Yes, on that phone call.
Pretty interesting. And 205 Live is like suffering 1,000 deaths backstage. A lot of fucking talk about that. That show sucks, dude. Like, if you'd have told me that, like, they'll bring back a cruiserweight, have an hour-long cruiserweight show, and I won't even give a fuck enough to watch it. I mean, that's just crazy to me.
I enjoy it. That's just
me. Really?
It's just me and, like, six other people.
Yeah. Now, I did enjoy the Cedric Alexander-Neville match this week. Was really good.
Yeah, I bet that would have been good. I didn't even get around to watching it this week.
I enjoyed Daivari versus Jack Gallagher. I thought it was a great fun feud.
Yeah,
the hell out of that.
And, I agree.
And there's always good matches every single show. Like, I don't know. I thought, like you said, Cedric Alexander versus Neville was awesome.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun watching that. But I find a lot of the matches, it's not the cruiserweight style that I want to see. If that makes any sense.
It's not cruiserweighty.
It's not cruiserweighty.
Well, it's hard to differentiate the styles when you consider there's basically everyone on the main roster is already working a cruiserweight style.
That is true.
Like,
well, kind
of. Seth Rollins is like the probably one of the biggest hands they have, and he works cruiserweight style. Same with Finn Balor, and
when everybody is almost the size of a cruiserweight too, it's hard to even differentiate the wrestlers.
Well, that's just it. I mean, at this point, I don't fucking know. It's kind of a weird deal, but yeah, I mean, these guys aren't, and they're good and shit, but they're not like, like Lince Dorado and Grand Metalik. They're no fucking Psychosis or Rey Mysterio, or even Juventud Guerrero, probably. So, and then these other guys are no Dean Malenko or Chris Benoit either, I guess. So.
True, but imagine these guys got to work the same way those WCW guys got to. I mean, WWE doesn't let these guys do half the shit they could do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's
Grand Metalik when he was what was his name in CMLL?
I can't think of it offhand.
He was amazing though in his New Japan stuff he did. It was so good.
Well, just look at like the difference between like fucking La Sombra and Andrade Almas. Like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah,
that guy's... When he wrestled in Japan, whatever it was, a couple months ago, it's like, those people had to be thinking, like, there's no way that's La Sombra. This fucking guy. So, anyway. And NXT's been really fucking boring, I think, lately. Like, this TakeOver card? Not really that exciting to me, man. Usually I'm stoked about TakeOver. I don't know. There's
It'll
not
still
a lot
deliver.
Oh, I'm sure it's still going to be a great show, but... Like, Rude Nakamura doesn't, Rude's not a great, not to say he's not a good worker, but he's just a wrestler, he's not like, he's not going to come out and, give you some fucking crazy match.
No, they'll have a good story in their match, I'm assuming, but.
Right. And then you get offers of Pain and DIY, which is.
That Roderick Strong Almas match is going to be fucking tight, though.
That should be really good.
Yeah.
Here's. Almost getting a chance to fucking do something. He can show what he's got going on. Nigel, go ahead.
I was going to say, Almost has sort of become the guy that gets beat by the hot guy coming in.
Which used to be Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they put Dillinger over Eric Young here, but they're really pushing that sanity thing, and I just don't get that at all. But no less. Nigel McGuinness will be appearing as part of the NXT TakeOver pre-show.
Just put him on commentary. Get Corey out of there. Guys, Corey's doing way too much.
Yeah. Well, that other guy in there, Percy, is that his name?
Percy Watson? Like.
Yeah. God, he sucks, man.
You should see him in the ring.
Yeah. It's it's affirmative that he sucks at calling the action.
So...
go ahead. What?
As you say, so is that is the women's four way elimination, or are they going to get the belt off Asuka by having someone else get pinned?
Oh, I didn't hear anything about it being an elimination. I would imagine if Asuka was to lose that match, she's not going to be the one taking the pin if it's
yeah, that's not how I would book it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's the only reason that it is a fucking multi-person match.
But you'd almost have to give it to Nikki Cross, though, right? Like, you're not going to give it to Billie Kay.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. It's not going on Billy or Peyton, so it's got to either go on Nikki or Asuka wins, and I don't see you setting up a four-way just to have Asuka win it. Kill your whole division.
Dude, that division's a fucking trouble anyway.
But didn't they hint at an Ember Moon-Asuka match, too? Like, down the future?
I don't know. I've never got to that, because to me, that's the only interesting matchup left for Asuka down there.
Like, that almost has to be the takeover over at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless didn't Moon get hurt, or has she been wrestling? I haven't watched NXT in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, she was on this week. She beat Liv. So, but that's pretty much the extent of the women's division. The four are there, plus Ember Moon and Liv Morgan, and that's about fucking it.
Yeah, but that's six solid female wrestlers. I mean,
I don't think those Aussie chicks are that good. I don't think Liv Morgan's very good either, to be honest with you. But
good enough.
Good enough.
Well, you got to remember too. This is developmental, so
yeah.
But they say it's not developmental, dude. Now it's its own brand. It's not.
Yeah, but they also say wrestling sports entertainment. Like, you can't believe a goddamn word they say.
True.
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 Yeah, I mean that's looking at news. I mean that's Pentagon Jr. quits AAA. This could be fucking interesting.
Yeah, especially for how the Lucha Underground deal with AAA.
Yeah.
There was a couple more, too, that quit AAA.
Yeah, Daga and Garza Jr. Also left, I guess. And Phoenix, it sounds, too. So I know Pentagon and Phoenix have been teaming up as the Lucha Brothers.
I was going to say, I didn't know until recently that they're actually Shoot Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until recently.
I think I brought it up on this show once.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Pentagon is not Pentagon anymore, which...
No.
God, dude, how good was that character? Pentagon Jr. and then Pentagon Dark? Like, oh,
that's he'll probably just keep... He'll keep the character, just change his name. I don't think you're going to see any different.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess then these guys will not be on Lucha Underground anymore, then.
Yeah, unless they work a separate deal.
Which, I guess... Season 3 of Lucha is already filmed? Or is that the case or not? Or is that why they did this mid-season break?
This mid-season break.
Season 4.
Go for it.
Yeah, they did the mid-season break because they don't have a Season 3, which I don't think they'll even start till October.
Well, this is Season 3, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Season 4.
Oh, sorry, Season 4, yeah.
Okay.
And there's talk, too, that the mid-season boot-up is delayed again, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that show loses a shit ton of money for El Rey.
And El Rey, they also canceled their flagship show, too, which is that, what's that show? From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. Well, they just had a shakeup at, like, the top of that network, too. So I'm wondering if they're not going to phase out some of that stuff to try to save money, because they are not a profitable station. No.
Don't take my Lucha Underground away, dude. Don't do it.
I have a funny feeling they might.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sad, dude.
I'd be sad, too. I don't even like Lucha Underground, but I just hate to see guys lose paychecks and a place to work. Like, I don't watch Impact, but I'd be really sad if they went out of business just because I want to see guys work.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that was kind of the thing when people are like, rooting for TNA's failure. It's like, yeah, it's, have your beef or whatever, but... We always want as many wrestling companies as we can fucking get. I mean,
exactly.
Regardless, but because Lucha Underground is like the place where, like, who else is gonna fucking bring in Jack Evans, dude? Not WWE, probably not Impact, right? I mean,
yeah.
Somebody needs to bring in Teddy Hart, dude. I've been on this Teddy Hart kick all
week.
He
needs to stop getting arrested.
Well, yeah. Just two weeks ago, we talked about him getting arrested. Man.
Yeah, he just took police on a high-speed chase across the state of Texas with drugs in his car. So,
love Teddy, though, man.
He just can't get his shit together.
I wonder why they even brought him into Lucha just for, like, even one appearance or something, There's something about Teddy Hart that I just fucking love. Like, the mystique of that guy, you know what I'm saying? He's built a mystique for himself. Without like WWE and that shit, like he's just a crazy man.
You know, I've heard he's a good guy to hang out with until he gets, like, you know, fucked up on something, and then it's not good.
I can see that.
It can go south quickly, is what I've heard.
He's crazy, man. He was on Jericho's podcast a couple of weeks ago, and it's just the ramblings of a fucking madman. It's fucking crazy, dude. It's like, you don't know if any of this shit is true or not. It's like, this guy's off his fucking rocker. Talks about working for the police undercover and shit, and like talks about just all kinds of shit. It's worth checking out if you're a fan of the Teddy Hart shit. But yeah, someone needs to bring him in. That's, we got a lot of questions on Twitter this week. It was like, who's your fantasy Royal Rumble entrant? Like, dude, easy, Teddy Hart, man. He can come do a double fucking moonsault off the top of the outside or something. Fucking badass. But yeah, that's pretty much all the news I got. You guys got any other news you want to talk about?
It's a very slow week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
Well, you know, Kenny Omega said he was signing with New Japan.
Yep.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well... We'll see, I guess. I don't know, it's like, everybody's like, oh, he should debut in the Royal Rumble. Like, if he did, how many people would know who he was?
A lot.
I guess,
same with AJ.
I guess Styles went over, you know, Styles went over okay.
It's going to be a smart crowd anyways.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know.
He's not debuting. He's gonna re-sign with New Japan. He wants to work a program with Ibushi, and now Ibushi, that's the reason Ibushi came back to New Japan, was to work a program with him. He's going to go out in a couple weeks and negotiate the contract, and they'll get it figured out. They'll get him paid, and then he'll get his Ibushi run. He'll probably go over Okada and win the title at some point this year if they want to keep him.
Yeah. Huh. I just thought, for me, like, at his age and everything, like, dude, go take some, get yourself a fat contract. You'll never be worth more money. And just whatever happens, happens. Fuck it. If it's dumb, who cares? You made yourself bank. And
you know, I know a few people who know Kenny, and they all say the same thing. He's a lot like CM Punk in that he just doesn't, you know, he just hangs out in his apartment. He doesn't really spend his money, so, like, fat contracts just aren't attracted to him. Great matches are.
Yeah, and that's something, too. Like, don't get me wrong. I applaud fucking people actually having, you know, some, like, that fucking, I don't know what I'm looking for here. I don't know. I'm kind of bumbling over words.
It's kind of like that punk rock attitude. Like,
yeah, right, where it's, you know, like, you know, I'm not going to go to WWE and just do stupid shit.
It's like the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks have had WWE throw money at them, and they're just like, we don't want to move our family to fucking Orlando to be in NXT. Let us debut on Raw. And for whatever reason, they said no, and the Young Bucks like, cool, we'll just go back to Japan. We'll work 200 days a year rather than 330. We'll actually get to see our families, and we'll make roughly the same amount of money because they sell more merch than anybody on planet Earth, next to John Cena.
Right.
I mean,
when they had a great tweet a couple of weeks ago as well, where somebody asked him, it's a travesty that the Young Bucks aren't a WWE, and he says, it's not a travesty. I've seen my kid for like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah.
They would get to the WWE, and the WWE just would bury him, just like they did Gallows and Anderson. And sometimes they just don't know what they have in these guys, especially tag teams.
It is fucking piss poor. Their use of Gallows and Anderson has been fucking pathetic. Let's move on. I mean, we talk a little bit about these shows this week, Raw and SmackDown. I mean, whatever you guys want to touch on there. Unbelievable. I mean, I thought Raw was really bad. Sorry, as I do every week, I hate to come on here and, like, I mean,
you know, Jim, you and I have talked about, I actually like Braun Strowman. I'm a big Braun Strowman fan.
He plays that role really well.
Yeah, and then they fucked him this week by having him back off the Big Show. Like, the whole reason I liked Braun Strowman is he was booked like Austin. He's just going to go right at you. He didn't give a fuck who you were. And then you have him back off the returning Big Show? Like, what are you doing?
They also had him back off from Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
And, they've had him say some things that are really stupid, too. You know, what was it? Some word he used talking to somebody backstage recently. And it was just like, woo. I mean, just stuff that they get, you know, yeah, they can't even do that right. So
was it the Owens Jericho bit?
What did he say? He said some word.
Now. I remember just being stupid.
But it was like, this guy would never say that. It's
And just naturally, he's a funny guy. Like, I listen to him on podcasts. Like, this guy can talk on, like, most big, what look like big muscle heads. This guy is funny. He's got character to him. And
but. Yeah, there's just a lack of understanding of characters, you know? To, like, would this character do this is not something that they really think that much about, I guess, you know?
Yeah, they've totally beaten that out of down in NXT. That whole have you own your character, you are you. You know, let's give us input now. They've just down in NXT, they've taken that all away. So whenever you get to like the main roster, you don't think to protect yourself in ways like Austin or The Rock would.
Yeah, because they don't like that shit. They don't like to deal with that shit.
Yeah, it's
dumb. The same reason it's dumb that you tell like, you know, that you got somebody trying to agent matches between like amazing workers. Just let them go fucking work, dude.
Yeah.
You know, like. The way that you do shit is the way that anyone, you know, with logic would do it, right? I mean, you gotta. This is what we need to accomplish, and, you know, maybe this is something that we need to do within it. But other than that, you guys are the fucking professionals, dude. You know, do it, man.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do to put on a great match? I mean, you don't need someone, you know, you don't need, like, fucking the fucking rooster telling you what to do, you know?
Yeah, the idea that matches are just completely scripted and worked out before you even get in the ring now is just boggling my mind.
And then, like, dude, that some of the WWE agents that they have doing this are like guys who never fucking put on good matches ever.
Yeah.
You know? The Brawler was the fucking agent for a while. Like, why would this guy be telling, like, you know, fucking Zayn and Owens what they should be doing in a match, or Terry Taylor, or even Dean Malenko, who's like 60 now. You know?
Fucking Terry Taylor.
Like, why are you telling me these guys what to do, man?
Like, I'd listen to Arn Anderson. Like, if Arn Anderson came down the ring and was like, hey, let me show you, let's talk about this. I'd fucking be like, hell yeah, Arn Anderson, but if like Terry Taylor came out, I'd be like, dude, no.
Does anybody respect that guy at all? I wouldn't.
Vince does, I guess.
Obviously, Jim Vince doesn't with that burp.
No. But yeah, Raw opened with Reigns again. I don't know why they keep doing this. Awful. Yeah, fucking nonsense. Cesaro versus Gallows. Gallows wins by way of fuckery. And they had to stip. Hey, there's going to be two refs. Holy shit, I can't wait to see that two ref match.
That's why the match got fucked up to begin with, was the two refs getting involved.
It's about the dumbest fucking stip, though, I've ever heard. I mean, it could be a decent match, but like as a stip, it's like...
That's an old Mid-South trick. They used to do that down in Mid-South, the two referee idea. Because you do it if there's a bunch of fucked finishes, and then you think there's two eyes, and then it always ends in... a fuck up anyway. It's a double.
You ever watch the Mexican shit where they got like two refs all the time?
No.
Dude, they have like a heel ref and a face ref. Dude, I'm telling you, swear to God. So like I've watched fucking plenty of Mexican wrestling where there's two refs in the ring and one is a heel and one is a face, and it's like it's fucking madness, dude. I mean, what else we got in here? Foley has Steph on speakerphone, blah blah blah. They set up Zayn versus Rollins. If he beats Rollins, he gets his spot in the Royal Rumble. Which is weird, because like everyone else can just announce that they're in it. You know, there's weird, like, you know, oh, I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble. Done. You know, yet other people have to do this and that. It's very weird. Sometimes people have to win matches, you know. Fuck, I don't get it. I thought these sit-downs that they did with Graves... with Bailey and Charlotte, I thought were an improvement, obviously, over the poetry slam from last week.
Yeah. Oh, it was head over heels better, for sure.
Yeah, Bailey's not good in front of a live crowd on a mic.
She sounded way less like a mongoloid here.
And Charlotte's she's obviously the best female on the mic, and I'd put her in like the top five in the company on the mic. At, you know, reciting someone else's lines.
Yeah. We had this awesome Zayn and Rollins match. It was good, and I was enjoying it. And I was like, but I knew it. It crept into my mind. I'm like, this is going to end in fucking nonsense. Like, this is going to end in a way that's going to piss me off. And that took me out of the match. And, like, I didn't even want to let myself get vested into it and entertained by it because I knew it was going to be shit at the end, you know? And it was. Yeah. Just music hits, distraction win for Zayn. It's fucking stupid.
Could Rollins and Zayn, though, tried any harder to try to, like, mimic Okada and Omega? Like, the fucking... He did a goddamn...
Rainmaker?
Rope. Yeah, he did it. He did Rainmaker. Like, what are you doing? No. They also did... they also did the
flying
sling
knee.
Blade. Yeah, the flying... And the sling blade. Like, fuck off, guys. Come on.
But it's like, you know, they're probably stoked to work with each other because they're like, there's a fellow nerd who's like, yeah, let's do this, and this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, most times you're going against some guy who doesn't really know anything about it or doesn't give a fuck about putting on a good match, you know?
I got a question for both of you guys. One thing that came up when I was watching this match was all the terms that the WWE will not say anymore. Yeah. But they throw around suicide dive like it's nothing. You can't call somebody a killer. You can't do any of that, but you can say suicide dive.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll ever get rid of that term and just call it like the tope suicida or whatever?
That's what Mauro calls it.
I was going to say Mauro calls it that. Yeah, I imagine they'll probably get rid of it, but we're trying to put logic into an illogical person in Vince, so.
That's true.
Yeah. Right, you can't say, oh, dude. Yeah, can't say belt.
I was gonna say tomorrow he's gonna be. Oh, you can't say suicide, but we can bring back the pile driver. Like what?
We're gonna start calling him foreign objects again.
Yep.
Fucking awful. He had a 6-man tag: Daivari, Nice, Gulak versus Perkins, Ali, and I don't even remember who. Really matter.
It was a good match, though. It was entertaining. There was Mustafa Ali.
Dude, that inverted 450 is fucking awesome.
It is. If he didn't look like an overgrown caramel macchiato, that'd be great.
I don't know why it took him this long to do a 6-man with these cruiserweights. That's the way to go, man. If only they worked in Lucha tag rules on those trios ones, that'd be great.
You'd confuse the fuck out of the WWE crowd with that, though. They would get lost so fast.
You don't have to tag. If you go out of the ring, the other guys can come in. I think that's not that confusing, is it?
It's a weird rule.
I guess they did in WCW.
Yeah, I know. I just don't get why they do this with the cruiserweights. Why the fuck do we have to have like this spot right in the middle of the show where they replace the ropes and everybody just have them come out and wrestle? Like, you don't have to. Not everything has to be purple, guys. Let's just have them come out and wrestle.
It's almost like that color. Instead of making it special, it just makes it like it reminds people that it's ho hum or it's not on the level. It's, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
It's low. And plus, dude, like changing the ropes, that's not an easy thing to do, is it?
Well, when you have a crew as big as they do, it takes them, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Isn't it just tape, too? They just retape the ropes or whatever?
No, they completely tear down and put in new ropes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And like
they can get that done. They can get that done in a commercial break. I mean,
you have to have, like, the perfect tension on those, too. Like, they're, I mean, it's pretty impressive that they're switching them and they're, like, getting them right every time, you know?
Yeah. It's just dumb to me, but yeah, it is pretty impressive. I mean, but imagine, you know, those guys do that every single day, 365 days a year, pretty much. So they got to have it down to a science at this point.
Yeah. We have this whole New Day fucking fiasco with everybody came out for this. Transgender Mahal was out there. Someone needs to drug test that guy, by the way. Holy fuck. But yeah, man, I like that Xavier kind of pulled that... that Dr. Phil thing that's been going around this week.
Why is that a thing now? That happened like years ago.
Oh, I don't know. I saw it around this week.
Yeah, because the internet, when it's old is new once again.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so confused when I started seeing that pop up on my timelines everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, of course, within like 24 hours, there was that death hoax. They were like, she committed suicide because people were making fun of her. On the internet, man. The internet.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Big Show comes down and stare down. Why do they think stare downs are so cool? Like, this show is full of stare downs, and like, I don't think it's ever really does anything for me. Not with these characters, anyway. And not when you have fucking Braun Strowman back down from the shitty ass fucking Big Show.
Big Show looks good, though.
Well, he's in good shape.
I don't mind Big Show. Like, he has his place, and I don't mind him so much.
We've had to watch this guy for 20 fucking years already, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks, man. I'm just done with it. Like, I don't know. These guys, like, Kane's another guy, 20 fucking years already. Just go away, dude.
Oh, you know he's a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
It's between him, I think it's like between him and Jericho. It's like if Jericho spends even 6 minutes in the Rumble, he passes Shawn Michaels for the most time in a Royal Rumble, and like Kane needs like 15 minutes to pass Shawn Michaels.
Oh, man. I don't want
to. Just so mad.
Reigns and Jericho. You know, how stupid does it make Owens and Jericho look that they failed to lock him in the cage and instead, you know, like, Owens gets locked in there? I mean, these guys just look so fucking stupid every week. Of course, you know, how did the schmoz, like, it was a schmoz finish somehow.
I honestly seen the match coming. I didn't even finish the match.
Didn't Owens just get in the ring and beat on Reigns for a minute?
Oh, I guess it was at a DQ then.
Yeah.
Just awful.
That's free TV. You don't give away a pay-per-view finish on free TV, brother.
Well, I know, but... Yeah.
Then why book him? Exactly.
Nia and Sasha Banks had a segment. I don't know. That's going to be a match on the pre-kickoff on Sunday. Don't really give a shit about that. Nia Jax sucks, in my opinion.
Yeah, she's not, like, they had one, a version of this, in Awesome Kong who could actually work, and then they got rid of her.
Yeah,
or she quit, I can't remember which one happened.
They have Noam Dar with Alicia Fox, defeated by...
Alicia Fox!
defeated by Rich Swann. So it's just funny that they switched the ropes again for, like, this little five-minute fucking... Five-minute match.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for what they do.
Yeah, they did a terrible backstage with Dar and A-Boy and Alexander. She screams out, "You almost made him cry." What the fuck is that, dude? I don't
know.
She's supposed to be a crazy bitch. I guess that's what crazy bitches say.
She is a fucking crazy bitch. Yeah, then they set up the Raw Tag Team Championship match, which will also be on the kickoff show.
Of course.
That starts at, like, 5 Eastern, dude. A two-hour kickoff show.
That's 3 o'clock my time. I'm not going to be watching wrestling at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm just not watching the kickoff show. You can go fuck yourself, dude. Who watches that shit? 2 hours worth of it. It's not the Super Bowl, bro.
I watch it.
All of it?
I have it on in the background. It's like,
well, yeah, I'll have it on in the background maybe as I'm doing other shit. But
that's how I watch most of my wrestling. Just it's on in the background while I do shit on my phone or computer when my computer isn't currently crashing.
Yeah. There you go. And then there's this Goldberg thing at the end.
Jesus.
He concussed himself. I'm convinced, dude.
Well, he even came out and said on Twitter that he attributes the headbutt to why he couldn't find his place in his promo. So,
dude, that was awful, dude. Like 3-4 attempts to try to get this fucking thing out. Ooh. Bleeding and like huffing and puffing and just like, what the fuck, man? The whole thing was just bizarre.
Yeah, and then the ending, I didn't mind how the ending happened.
Yeah.
But in no way, shape, or form are these three guys what I want to see on my TV.
Yeah, dude. Three old fucking part-timers. Yeah.
But I do agree with what they did. So I don't want to give it too much shit, but...
Yeah. Well, and, yeah, that was Raw, man. I don't know. It was pretty silly. Not a very good show.
No. I think. No, not a good go-home show for the Rumble.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, where's the like the Attitude Era Royal Rumble go home show always had the entire roster like head to the ring and like fight it out for no particular reason, and I always enjoyed that as like as it would go off air, Jim Ross would be like, "Bongo, no,
not the air, wait to the Rumble."
Yeah,
you guys got that on SmackDown this week.
And now it's like just three old dudes standing in the ring staring at each other, or two old dudes and one guy who doesn't give a fuck just standing in the ring.
Yeah. Random 205 Live, because we're probably not going to talk about it. Did you see what that jobber's name was on that 205
Trip
Live?
Bradshaw?
Trip Bradshaw, dude.
Did you see the meme that was made? It was like, hey, now we know why Bradshaw or JBL fell trying to get to Lawler the other week.
Fucking Trip Bradshaw. That's fantastic. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Orton and Harper had a match. I can't believe how over Orton still is. I don't get it.
That was a good match, though.
Yeah. He beats Harper. Wyatt helps him up, only to Sister Abigail him. So, you know, I don't know. See what happens there.
I'm assuming it's probably going to lead to some kind of WrestleMania match, whether it be Harper and Wyatt or Randy and Wyatt.
I'm thinking Orton and Wyatt.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
You might do a Harper match at what is it? Elimination Chamber is the SmackDown pay-per-view.
Yeah, no, I bet Orton and Wyatt are both in the Elimination Chamber, and who knows? Maybe Harper helps Bray beat Orton for the title in the Elimination Chamber or something. Who knows?
They just can't leave it alone, you know. They can't leave alone the Wyatt family thing. It's always like adding and breaking up and whatever. Is what's his name gonna come back someday? Fucking
the Vineyard? Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan.
I imagine so.
God, he's mediocre as shit, that guy.
Probably yeah, comes out in the Rumble. Bray Wyatt eliminates him as soon as he comes out. Boom, done. Over with.
Yeah. Renee Young brings out someone's drunk mom. Mickie James. She just looks like someone's drunk mom, dude. She almost falls getting in the ring. I don't know, man. Did you guys lie? I thought her delivery was just like over the top. Her explanation for why.
She was amped. She was excited to be in front of, you know, more than 80 people at a TNA house show.
Exactly. The happy to not be thrown in front of a train. but her explanation of why I thought was really silly. Very shoehorned in there. It didn't make much sense to me.
That nobody remembers her?
Yeah, but she's, you know, except for Alexa Bliss. I mean, just weird to me, like an old veteran would be like, I'm going to help this fucking young broad. It doesn't seem right to me. It seems weird. But, you know, Lynch attacks, and they beat down Lynch. So, yeah, awful, I thought was awful. This shopping segment with Carmella and Ellsworth could have been funny, but I just thought it was done very poorly.
Well, he has no timing, and neither does she. So.
Yeah.
She probably misses all the cum shots, too.
Like on paper, well, they've got to fall really far from fucking Big Cass, dude. You know, like, if it's windy and shit, they got to like really fucking... really get in position for those things.
It's like a pop ball.
Exactly. Yeah, fucking, I don't know, yeah. On paper, it seems like a funny idea. Like, oh yeah, Ellsworth clothes shopping, a bunch of silly outfits, but didn't really turn out that way. Turned out pretty shitty. 10-man Battle Royal. Winner gets a spot in the Royal Rumble. The Vaudevillains immediately out, dude. That's all these guys do nowadays. Immediately eliminated in every single thing they do because fucking Gotch has a ton of heat, I guess, backstage. So the other guy has to just fucking deal with it. Mojo wins, dude. What do you guys? They're gonna push him single while fucking what's his name though?
He's just Zach not Ryder. Good at anything he does.
No, no. He's awful. When he was on the Talking Smack like 2 weeks ago, where they were kind of setting up that he's going to go solo, he's just sitting there talking and shit. Like Shane's like, dude, he's like talking to the mic.
Yeah. Know?
Like, You gotta tell this guy to talk into a microphone? Holy fuck, good luck, dude.
Yeah, no, he's stay hype. Well, like, and then you sent me that picture of Mojo. Yeah. With when they came up with the graphic, and in the graphic there's a list of all kinds of names, WWE names, and in there's Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but in the background of his, you know, the nameplate, there's all these little, you know, all these names kind of put in there, and yeah, one of them is Zack Sabre Jr., so I don't know.
Take it as you will.
I think that'd be weird if he was in the Rumble.
Yeah, his style doesn't fit WWE at all.
No. And he's a wee little man.
Yeah.
With the flabby belly.
Styles and Cena promo. A lot of people were like, thought it was great Cena promo. I don't know.
It was okay.
Yeah, there was nothing to jump out and say, oh, look at me. Well, I mean, run-of-the-mill Cena promo. We've seen him do this to everybody.
Yeah. Sigles beats Kalisto in like a minute. There are no Lucha good things happening here. Who goddamn?
He'll never live that down, will he?
No, dude, not from me. Oh, goddamn. Dolph grabs a chair. And then the heel announcer, JBL, gets up to condemn him.
And
can someone explain that to me?
I can't.
WWE logic.
I don't get anything they do with Jibbling Bits, though, so...
Jibbling Bits. Like, Charlotte attacked, like, you know, slapped Ric Flair and sent him away. And JBL, the heel fucking announcer, is condemning it. I'm like, dude, do you guys not understand how this works? Does he not understand how this works? I don't get it. But yeah, Cruz comes down and takes out Dolph, so we're gonna have a Cruz and Dolph. At least there could be some good matches from that.
Yeah.
And Cruz gets to do something, so that's good.
Yeah,
you know, it's worth something.
Hopefully, learned how to cut a promo.
Because I like that guy, despite his fucking complete fumbling of the ball on SmackDown. I don't think he was ready, man.
He needs a good angry face.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole smile and happy to be there thing is just kind of
that whole baby bubble gum baby face from like
you
the
can't
fucking
get over
70s.
Or dude, yeah, exactly. No, dude. He's the fucking dark meat baby face, man. You know? In a rare Naomi sighting here. And you know, she's supposed to be wrestling Natty. Or Nikki. I don't know, it doesn't fucking matter. Those two are backstage brawling, so she wants an opponent, out comes Bliss. They talk a little shit and that's it. I don't know if that's gonna be the next direction they go.
Boy, that would
actually
be
don't
abysmal.
Mind. You know, aside from just like being super hot and having like a crazy gravity defying ass, the ass that gravity hot.
She's got a great entrance. I gotta admit that.
Yeah, she's decent in the ring.
But now, an Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Alexa Bliss and Naomi match, though, would be, in my opinion, dreadful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Well, no, I'd say give it a shot, because Alexa Bliss isn't bad.
Dude, I thought these Bliss and Lich matches were terrible, like every fucking one of them. Every one. That tables match was just...
They're passable. I can watch them, but in no way, shape, or form is it going to get me, you know, to suspend my disbelief or I'm not going to really get into it and just, you know.
I mean, the cage match, them like on the top rope, up on the cage, screaming spots to each other, like, ugh, not good. And Ambrose Miz Lumberjack match for the IC title. The Usos showed up, dude. What happened to these guys? They just, like, completely put these guys on the back burner, I guess.
Yeah, well, like, it's better than getting them, having them be beaten every time you see them, so.
I was going to say, yeah, you got to take them off TV, let them cool off, just to heat them back up later.
I like them. I like the Usos as heels. I mean, as far as, you know, their in-ring's always been good, so. But yeah, at the end, Corbin breaks up Ambrose's pin. Everybody hits the ring. Somehow this is not a DQ. Somehow Corbin breaking up the pin, not a DQ. 20 guys getting into the ring and brawling, still not a DQ.
Is a lumberjack, which begs
a lumberjack is a DQ match. No DQ match. It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It must be. And then, yeah, so Ambrose does get the win in the end. Yeah, I mean, a better show here than Raw. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like all the time, there was some guy on our Twitter. I forget his name. He's probably listening right now. But he's trying to tell me that he thought Raw is better. He's like, I like Raw more. And I'm all like,
right,
just
that's
to prove
it.
A...
Stop listening to the show. Fuck you, pal.
I was like, just to prove a point, I'm going to throw a poll up right now. And it was like 90% say SmackDown Live's the better show. I'm surprised Raw even got 10%.
I was just about to say, and like 9% of the Raws accidentally clicked Raw.
I don't.
Well, you got to think that maybe though with those people that voted Raw, it's probably their favorite wrestler is on Raw, and so they'll endure 2 hours and 45 minutes of bullshit for 15 minutes of so-and-so. It's probably what it is.
For Roman Reigns, they must be all great fans.
Oh,
I'm
without
a huge
doubt.
Jinder Mahal fan.
No, there is none.
Mahal, my favorite.
I was at an indie show here in Canada. Jinder Mahal came out, and everybody cheered, and I just sat there just like, what?
Well, isn't that just polite Canadian, though?
Well, he is Canadian, so...
Yeah.
That's probably what it was, but...
Transgender Mahal. Shout out to Yuck Nasty for that one. I'll use that forever.
Hell yeah. Oh, it's gone. I went to go look for it on my soundboard, and it's not there no more.
God damn it.
I know. You're dropping fired. The fucking ball.
What do you guys want to do now? Mark Tank? Play a game?
Let's do
what
some do Mark Tank.
Some Mark Tank?
Is a guy that believes that OJ did do it. And a mark is each and every one of you sorry son of a fucking bitch.
Mark Tank.
Love that new intro.
It's great, right?
Well, thank you, sirs.
Fantastic. This week, it's more Roman Reigns shit because, like, it's the markiest of the marks, man, you know, for Roman Reigns.
Well, it's jumped from Cena to Roman Reigns over time.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, Berke Yetis says, Roman, R-O-M-E-N, Reigns, win Rumble.
Ramen Reigns?
Yeah, O-A-N-S, O-W-A-N-S, bad champion, Jericho help. So that's Roman Reigns, win Rumble, O-A-N-S, bad champion, Jericho help.
It sounds like he's kidnapped and he's trying to get somebody to come help him, honestly.
Oh, man. Fucking genius. Jeffrey Lewis. Oh, please, KO... AKA Big Baby does not deserve any belt. He was given that belt by Triple H. He didn't earn it. Come on, man. He's mad.
Can you imagine these guys playing like football or hockey and having to smash talk people? Yeah. You don't look real good.
You're a real bad guy.
Yeah, you don't play real well. It's like, fuck me, man.
You're not as talented as you think you are, buddy.
Nadir,
someone chief.
Chief, yeah. Nadir Muhammad, spear versus spear at WrestleMania for WWE Heavyweight Championship. Oh no. Goldberg and Reigns for the championship.
That'll rival Okada versus Kenny Omega.
There we go. That's how you do it.
Could you imagine them going out doing a 45-minute match? Reigns
Goldberg
and Goldberg
dies halfway through.
God.
Oh,
dude. That's awful. Victor Osim, his name is Roman Reigns, and he is having a championship match at Royal Rumble.
He's just stating facts.
What is this, Jeopardy?
And become the champ that runs the show. RRRRR, which stands for Royal Rumble Roman Reigns.
Are we sure he didn't just fall asleep on his keyboard? Jesus, give that guy a helmet. Help him out.
Just gave him he had a mongoloid fit.
Yeah. Just,
that whole beginning was just him stating shit that's happening.
He probably thought it was on Wikipedia or something.
So.
It's like Linda he just came across it. Like, holy shit, Roman Reigns.
Linda Millington. Fat boy Kevin Owens needs to lose that belt. Either help from Jericho or from Triple H. He doesn't deserve that belt as often as he cheats to retain it. Not a true champion in my book. Who cares who boos Reigns? He should walk out the champ at the Rumble. He doesn't need to cheat to win. Do you know that wrestling's not real? Some of these people, it's like, do you know that really? Or like, are you like commenting in kayfabe?
What?
What?
You really, whenever someone bitches about like kayfabe like that, you need the soundbite of the guy going, it's still real to me, damn it.
Nope, oh, taken.
Actually, I've talked to that guy online. He's around, dude. We could probably get him on the
cool
show.
Guy.
You should get him on the show.
He loves wrestling. Let's see. Peter Meter. This guy's name is Peter Meter, dude.
His parents hated him.
His picture is just the default profile picture. Roman Reigns is a name for pro wrestling. Yeah, I just love that his name is Peter Meter. Really a fucking thing.
And his middle name was Leader.
Yeah. Peter.
Peter Leader. God damn it. This week, my mark of the week, Alan Bonus, Ramen Reigns, spelled R-A-I-N-S, Reigns. Ramen Reigns is best in world. Ramen is chosen one. Better than Jesus. Vince McMahon likes big sweaty men.
That one's fake.
Did it really end with that?
That's a troll trolling Reigns marks. I guarantee it. Whoever you are, sir, you win.
Ramen Reigns is best in the world. Ramen is chosen one, better than Jesus. That's glorious. A little Mark Tank for you.
Oh, that was the actually really good Mark Tank, I must say.
Yeah, you can submit, if you find awesome Mark comments, you can submit them to us at Suplex City Limit.
Roman Reigns, Royal Rumble, he's going to wrestle. Yeah.
Yeah. I was sent one by a listener, Michael. I should toss this in before we get out of here. It's a picture of Stephanie McMahon. But this guy, Brian Wright, says, great pitcher. How do you do it? Help run a billion-dollar business, raise children with Paul, constantly traveling, helping and donating to many charities. You're one superwoman. My suggestion, you should do a future WWE Network special on the life of Stephanie of your day-to-day operations. 31 people like this comment, by the
Zip
way.
Zip it.
Because you don't know give, they're going to fucking do it now.
Don't give her any ideas, dude.
That's what we need. We need more Stephanie McMahon on our TV.
I wake up at 4 in the morning and lift weights and blah, blah, blah.
Fuck you. You cunt. So, yeah, there's that. Let's talk. We kind of talked about Royal Rumble. You want to do some, like, a preview of the... The Rumble. I guess NXT, there wasn't really fucking anything this week. I can go through this. And nah. There's nothing to happen.
Nothing happened, no.
Nah, just move on.
Talk shit on this fucking Chris Atkins, some Australian former bodybuilder. the dude's back knee has back knee, dude. Like, this guy is steroid city, man. Someone needs to get him and Transgender Mahal fucking drug tested. Holy shit. But yeah, this just shows like how weak this fucking shit's gotten. No Way Jose versus that that guy that I call the love child of Prince Iaukea and Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
And then after he beats fucking Prince Maivia, fucking the Drifter comes out, dude. So like they're gonna Drifter and No Way Jose feud. I would rather have a hot sauce fucking enema than watch that shit.
Would you really though? You yes. say that, but I don't think you would.
That sounds really uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're talking like a 5-minute match versus like 6 hours of discomfort.
Like, reevaluate. You might be into that shit, but like, not me.
Oh god. So yeah, there's that. Talk about some fucking takeover and what have you here.
Yeah, I think we did that earlier, didn't we?
Low level. There you go. That's the best fucking.
It's the Royal Rumble.
There we go.
Some intros, man.
Yeah, give us some intros.
Roman Reigns. Kevin Owens.
The song ran out.
Why did the song run out?
Because I only recorded like 30 seconds of it. I didn't think we'd have. I didn't think we'd need more.
Brock Lesnar.
I used to love those like old Survivor Series ones, man.
Well, I think like people still make them or something, don't they? For like people on YouTube, they'll make
Royal
Rumble intros or whatever.
Fucking awesome, dude! I saw one for this. It was pretty sweet. But I just love Vic McMahon fucking doing the voiceover of it. So good.
Yeah, I remember vividly, I think it was WrestleMania 6 or the Hulk Hogan Warrior one.
Yeah.
The one that's written in the stars. I fucking love that one.
The mega powers explode!
That's awesome. Well, I'm letting you guys start off talking about Royal Rumble, and I'll be back in a minute. Because I drank a gallon of coffee today.
Fair enough. You want to talk about the actual Royal Rumble match, or you want to go over like the what we think is going to happen in the championship matches?
Talk about whatever you want.
I thought you already left.
No.
Well, that's giving, you know, fudge what he wanted to do.
Well, let's start with Styles and Cena.
I think Styles goes over.
There's no way he doesn't go over after what he had to go through on SmackDown, right? There's no way.
Well, we've seen John Cena do that to people before.
Yeah.
So, and go over them. So, but I don't see them burying Styles. But man, it's tough. Like, I could see a scenario where Cena wins and Taker wins the Rumble. So you finally get your Taker versus Cena match at WrestleMania.
They could do that. Yeah, that's completely true. One thing I noticed on SmackDown, I don't think AJ Styles always wears the Bullet Club logo on his pants, does he?
I don't think so. Not anymore.
But he had it on his pants this week. So, like, the Royal Rumble, you got both shows there. Do you think that somehow the club gets involved in this match?
No, because they're on Raw.
Well, yeah, but both places are together, though. You know what I mean? Like, both yeah, no, Raw and SmackDown
together. I don't see the club getting involved in the Styles thing. I think maybe you have something in the back. I could see the club helping Finn Balor win the Rumble.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I can see that.
But I just—it's such an open. I can't remember such a wide open Royal Rumble. But back to the Styles Cena thing, I think Styles wins, and not just because they're advertising Styles versus Miz at a for the title at a Minneapolis house show coming up here or a SmackDown taping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like it's advertised. AJ Styles champion versus The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler for the WWE title.
Huh. Yeah, I'm seeing a house show on the 18th of February. I wonder if that's around the same time frame.
Yeah, I think it's actually like a couple days apart.
Okay. It's a match, honestly, on a house show that I wouldn't mind seeing because it is a house show. The matches are usually a little bit freer than they would on TV.
Yeah. They usually.
Usually house shows are more fun than TV tapings.
Oh, completely. I went to a Raw once, and it was the most abysmal time I ever had in my life.
I've been, the only Raw I've been to was the WrestleMania, the post-WrestleMania Raw, and it was the most fun I've had at a wrestling show.
I could see that. I could see that. Especially the crowd, next... too, the atmosphere.
Well, that's like one Raw to go to. You're going to go to a Raw. I mean, fuck. You know?
Yeah. But we were just talking about, I think Styles goes over, and I think, are you thinking the same thing?
Oh, wow. Is Styles beating Cena again?
Yeah.
I know, I did see that house show thing you were talking about. Why do they do that stuff? I mean, I know you got to advertise, but just don't advertise the... Just say who's appearing. You don't have to advertise matches.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they do that shit?
Yeah, a lot of times, though, nowadays, they actually use that just to fuck with people. So yeah, Cena could win.
I don't see fucking... Well, Cena's leaving again, isn't he?
Well, he won't be leaving before WrestleMania.
Well, maybe not, but... I know he's got some movie or some fucking thing going on.
Yeah, he's got a couple movies coming up here. But he's also got to promote his other movie. He just did that one where, like, he's a sniper, or the sniper has him and his buddy pinned down.
Fucking awful.
Actually, looks pretty good. Like,
come on.
Cena's not a terrible actor. He has good comedic timing, especially on SNL. He was really good.
Yeah, I guess you're right, though.
He was good. Trainwreck. He was great.
Yeah, he's got good comedic timing. I don't think he'll be a good actor, but then again, The Rock isn't a good actor either. He's just The Rock in every movie, and you like The Rock, so.
Right. Fair enough. But yeah, I don't see Styles beating him again, dude, really. I just have a hard time with that.
I do. I can see it. Just if you're going all the way with AJ Styles and he's already at his age, you're only going to get a couple years out of him on top. You might as well go all the way with him, especially if the rumor's true that they want to have an Okada Omega style main event at WrestleMania. The only guy who could do that on the roster is AJ Styles and another person.
Exactly.
And who?
AJ Styles on SmackDown currently. Just AJ in Styles. General. Oh, if I had the whole roster, I'd say AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins could do it.
That's the one that came to mind for me.
Yeah.
Styles versus Balor, if he's healthy, could do it.
Yep.
Yeah, unless you got like a Nakamura up there or something.
Yeah.
Well, Styles see, and Joe as well.
We've seen him do that.
I Joe as well, I would imagine, would. Because I'm adamant that Joe debuts at the Rumble.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think if Nakamura loses to Rude, he debuts at the Rumble. I think if he beats Rude, then he's staying down at NXT, which I don't understand why you're paying that guy as much as you're fucking paying him to be in NXT.
Yeah.
I agree completely.
Because they backed up the Brinks truck to get him out of Japan, and I don't know why you're just having him be in NXT for an entire year. Just doesn't make sense to me.
I remember I had said at one point, that Dillinger should come out at 10. Now I've changed my mind. Dillinger should come out at 11, dude.
I agree completely. That'd just be troll funny. The crowd. That would be such a pop at 11. A bigger pop at 10.
I thought it'd be great if the like last year when they did the AJ Styles thing, if all the lights go out and the word Kenny comes up on the screen and then Kenny from the Spirit Squad comes out.
Oh, Kenny Dykstra. Kenny,
so fucking funny.
Dykstra, that would be amazing. I would love to see that, honestly. That would not make me mad at all.
Yeah, like new music, everyone's like, holy shit, and then it's just Kenny Dykstra.
Mm-hmm. They've announced 22 of the 30. So
Kane.
Kane will be there. Mark Henry will probably be in it. Gold Dust.
Yeah.
Okay, Balor.
I'd hate to cut you guys off. I'd hate to cut you guys off, but we're getting into the territory of what our question was from this week, so we should play that.
Oh yeah, let's play it, man. I gotta. What's his Twitter handle?
Vita Lejady.
Yeah, he's a listener from Down Under.
Down Under, yes. And actually, a little tidbit, not to plug my shit, but we do every 4 weeks, we do a listener-submitted review, and this week is a review submitted by Viva La JD, so.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll play that now.
Awesome. What's up, guys? Viva La JD / Otaku Wrestling Fan here, and I have a question for you. So, all of the wrestling news websites keep going on about how this is one of the most unpredictable, if not the most unpredictable, Royal Rumble in history. But if you look at the field, 22 names have already been announced. If you use your f***ing head, there's another three names you can come off with just off the top of your head. And the Rumble can only be won by like three or four people. So even though it's booked and a lot of people are saying it's the most unpredictable Royal Rumble in history, unless out of left field, Kurt Angle wins this or Jobby McJobberson, it's still pretty goddamn predictable. And I don't like the fact that it's been booked as one of the most unpredictable Royal Rumbles in history. It's still predictable. Anyway, that's my rant over. I want to hear your thoughts. Do you think that it's unpredictable, or do you think that it is so goddamn predictable that we are overthinking it because of all the names that have been in there to make it unpredictable, but it is still so predictable that it has become the most unpredictable Royal Rumble in history?
The fuck kind of
P.S. Australians do not just fuck kangaroos, we also eat them, and they are goddamn delicious. If you ever get the opportunity to go and eat kangaroo, I strongly recommend that you're doing it because it is amazing.
That guy's my fucking hero.
I've eaten kangaroo, actually. We used to have kangaroo steaks at a place I worked at.
But he's delicious. Wrong. This is an entirely unpredictable Royal Rumble.
I do agree that it is unpredictable. It's predictable in a way if you think that maybe there's five or six names that pop out that will win it. You can predict those five or six names. But as of last year, when everybody knew Triple H was going to win it, it was a foregone conclusion. Yep. The year before, everybody knew Roman Reigns was going to win it. This year, there's five or six names. It's like, I don't know which one's going to win.
I could think of, like, let's see. I think, excuse me, Finn Balor could win it, because I think he returns. Randy Orton could win it. The Miz could win it, and I wouldn't be surprised. Ziggler could win it. Yeah.
No.
I'm 100% serious. I actually think The Miz should win it. I think The Miz is the top heel in the company. He's actually put on some great matches this year.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
He's better than he has been. I will give you that.
So, yeah, I'll give you
that. I could see Strowman winning it. I could see Lesnar winning it. I could see Goldberg winning it. Undertaker could win it and then face John Cena for the title at WrestleMania. There's a lot that could happen here. I mean, you don't know what Vince is thinking when it comes to Goldberg, and if they actually think he could be full time, like someone was reporting.
Oh God!
So
my pick is Strowman. I really think Strowman's going to win it.
I feel Strowman as well, dude.
No, yeah. I think it'll be. Actually, I don't know. If I had to pick, I would say if they want to have the blowout main event like they're talking about, it'll be Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Or could it be like, what if Samoa Joe fucking showed up and won? How fucking cool would that be?
Apparently they do have big plans for Joe leading up to WrestleMania. And what bigger plan would it be to have this fucking, seemingly to the WWE universe, a nobody show up and win and just kill everybody while doing so?
Yeah, I mean, they gave Balor the title the first night he worked, you know, basically his first night in the company on the main roster.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I don't see him winning. I think he got it, and then he got hurt, and that's not going to go.
Balor shouldn't have to win the Rumble to get a title shot.
That's true, too. Is this for a title shot? Because, you know, it always was discussed, and this time it seems like they've been kind of coy about it. It's like they keep saying main event of WrestleMania.
Which means the championship, yeah.
You think it does, but you never fucking know, man. They put over somebody and then just put them in some kind of a match that's not for the title? I have no idea.
I think, you know, if it was me, I know he can't, but goddamn, clear Daniel Bryan to wrestle.
Oh, dude.
Clear him to wrestle and have him be the one to eliminate The Miz. Or if you really want to get heat on The Miz, have him eliminate Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan comes back. Everyone freaks out. He goes right after The Miz, and The Miz eliminates him.
If they could do it, it would be great.
I don't understand why. If they have Kurt Angle come back and wrestle, how the fuck can you not have Daniel Bryan come back and wrestle?
In no way, shape, or form do I think Kurt Angle wrestles at all.
Oh, I bet he does.
Kirk can still go. He just had a match.
Well, recently. Yes, but I'm just talking about like the WWE. He shouldn't be able to pass their tests.
They let Sting fucking wrestle.
I know. They've let Tommy Dreamer wrestle. Imagine how many concussions that guy has.
Yeah, for Kurt, I don't even think it's about concussions as much as it is just that multiple knee surgeries now at this point.
Yeah, and I'm sure his neck is not the healthiest neck in the world.
No.
So,
but who knows? I predict he'll be in the Rumble. I think he'll have and he'll get his WrestleMania moment, just like Sting did. And you know what? The guy can still go. I mean, he just had a great match with Zack Sabre Jr.
Sting's WrestleMania moment.
It was overshadowed by the return of NWO and D-Generation X.
But yeah.
What if I go over?
8 of the 22 people are SmackDown people. So
what, Bush League?
There's that.
Which means at least 5 of the other 8 will be SmackDown guys too.
Well, there's got to be some, like, surprises, right? I mean, there's got to be, you know, like, in the past, they've had Kevin Nash, or they have DDP,
they'll be the legend comeback, you know, that surprises you.
To me, this should be 40 people.
I agree.
They've done that before. I don't like 40 people in the Rumble.
I like 30. 40.
I think with the amount of people they have on the roster now, I wouldn't mind seeing a 40.
And I'm going to double down on this and go even further and say 40-man Royal Rumble, 20-woman Royal Rumble, and a 20-cruiserweight Royal Rumble. Boom.
All in one night?
All of them. All in one night.
Jeez. All right, calm down. Christ. Might as well just make a bunch of on-a-pole matches there, Russo. Calm down.
Bro.
Bro, what if we do a reverse battle royal?
Oh, they did that, dude.
I know, yeah. I know.
We covered it on the Federation.
What if we just do nothing but Royal Rumbles the entire fucking night, bro? We have a women's Royal Rumble, bro. We have the regular Royal Rumble, Cruiserweight Royal Rumble. Then we do a fucking gimmick battle Royal Rumble, bro. Fucking
get minis. Do a mini Royal Rumble. Yeah. Over the second rope elimination.
And then you have the winners of all the fucking Royal Rumbles have a match, right, bro?
But it's on a pole. Dude, I watched a little bit of Impact last week, and there was red, green, blue, and yellow briefcases all above the thing, and I was like, is Russo fucking back? Is he seriously back? Oh my god.
Here's what you don't understand.
Owens and Reigns. I mean, what do you two? I would not be surprised. Reigns.
Yep.
It's going to be gross.
I would imagine it's Reigns.
Yep.
Jericho costs Owens, and we get a Jericho Owens WrestleMania match.
That's where my mind leads.
It's funny. The most interesting thing about this has been Owens and Jericho's eventual match. Reigns is just like a passenger in the whole thing.
He's the pawn, is basically what it is.
Charlotte and Bayley. I think Bayley loses.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
Charlotte will lose at WrestleMania to Asuka.
Ooh.
That's how I would book that shit. She comes out, talks about how she's the most unbeatable person. She beats Nia Jax at like the next pay per view, and then out comes Asuka.
Yeah, somebody nobody's beat.
Yep.
There you go.
You can do the whole "I never lost in NXT. You've never lost on pay per view. Let's do this."
Yeah, Swan and Neville. I got Neville going here.
I agree.
I have Swan winning just to continue the feud to keep it going and have Neville. Something of fuckery there where Neville loses but says he didn't actually lose type of thing.
I can
see that happening.
If you give these guys time, this could be a fucking awesome match.
Yeah, just give them 10 fucking minutes, guys. Come on.
And your pre-show is a bunch of shit. Sasha and Nia.
Yeah, who cares?
Don't care. The Raw tag team match.
That could be a decent match, but
let the club win, please. Just let them do it. Come on, guys.
Yeah. And then there's a 6-woman tag team match as well.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and Naomi versus Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Natalya.
Fuck you. Not you, just them.
No, yeah. We get it. It's okay.
Oh shit. So there's your Royal Rumble preview. Let's say a takeover. Who do you think is going over, Rude or Nakamura?
Nakamura beats Rude.
I would hope that Rude would go over and Nakamura would go up for the Rumble, but.
Do you think if Rude loses, Rude's in the Rumble?
No.
To me, Rude is like ready, dude. He's like, yeah, you put Rude on SmackDown, you make him the IC champion, let him fucking go with it for like 6 months.
Yeah, he's 39 years old. That's you know, pull the trigger on that guy. Same with Nakamura. He's 38. Like, come on. These guys are not young anymore.
Yeah. To me, Rude's just ready. Like,
yeah.
And the IC title really fits him, I think, too.
Yeah.
I can see Rude like a night after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That would be hot. Cause that crowd would eat that glorious up.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd get a great sing-along moment.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's new belts coming. You heard about this?
I don't like this at all.
They kind of teased it with Ambrose wanting a new IC belt like 2 weeks ago. So expect that. I've heard that they're being redesigned. So yeah, you know what they're going to look like already.
Just blue. Blue everything with big W's. That's just what we're going to do, fellas.
Yeah, they're fucking proper shit. But I think it's time for America's favorite game show, dude.
I don't think we're doing the Hall of Fame.
What?
I thought Hall of Fame.
Sorry, guys.
Now, it's time to play. That was a great intro, by the way. we're changing it up. This week, your job is to guess the wrestler whose theme you've heard.
So, okay.
Instead of doing lyrics, you will just guess the wrestler. I have no idea what he's picked here either. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, let's hear the first one.
Damn it.
Any ideas?
I said Gold Dust to begin with, so I know I got it wrong, so I'm out of this.
No, you're not. Go ahead, Jim.
Val Venus.
No. No.
Damn it.
Is this the one I gave you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
No idea.
Oh, guess of this. No?
No.
It's the model, Rick Martel.
Ah.
So, yeah, sorry about that.
That was incorrect.
Damn it.
All right. Let's hear the next one.
Steve Blackman?
No.
Damn. The Union? Fuck, I don't know, man.
Let me think here. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
I'll give both of you guys a hint. It's early 90s after a gimmick change.
After a gimmick change.
Bob Holly's music?
Who is it?
It's Kona Crush.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Still, nobody has ever... I think Jim got one right
weeks ago. Yeah, I got like... The lyrics to Double J's fucking Be My Baby Tonight. All right, what else? We got the third and final song.
Oh, shit. Tugboat.
Yeah!
At first, I thought Diesel. But then I'm like, just wait, Jared. Just wait.
He gets fucking Tugboat, man.
I love Tugboat as a kid.
I did, yeah, too.
He was fucking over his shit, man. Oh, that's good. Well, there you go, man.
Got so our reigning champion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Jared.
Goddamn right.
That's fucking good. Oh, that's fun times. We have anything else here before we do the Hall of Fame? Oh, Total Divas.
Well, I got to go pee, guys. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, I need someone to talk about Total Divas with.
I've never watched Total Divas.
Let me see. I think I got somebody that I can bring in here that I can talk Total Divas with. All right, are you there? Stu?
Is this Davey Boy or... who are you? You are
Total Divas with Stu Hart.
Is this, yeah.
Hi, Stu.
Who are you?
It's not important.
I didn't think so. Yeah. I've been gone for a long time, guys. So
you have been gone for a long time. What do you think of this week's episode of Total Divas?
Oh. Well, you know, there was if I was what's his Cena, was Cena is his name? Yeah, I'd bring Nikki down to the dungeon, and I'd stretch that neck out in that vagina.
Yeah. Oh shit! Well, it's like, did we just wake you up? He's not sleeping.
Well, I'm holding. There's lots of hooers up here in Canada, you know, Canadian heaven, and yeah.
Canadian heaven? You guys got your own heaven.
Well, yeah. I got my own heart section, too, yeah.
Is that one up there?
Heart section. Me and Davey Boy and Owen and, what's that hooer's name? Martha. Martha.
Oh man, this week on Total Divas it was the wedding of Lana and Rusev. What's that?
She's something else. she reminds me of Martha when she was a younger and
back. Or what?
Yeah, back when I was stretching out people, and I tried to get an elephant stampede, but those fucking Quebecois put a stop to it. Fucking hooters, Maurice.
My kid versus an elephant.
No, it's supposed to be Brett. Brett was gonna go over over the elephant, and yeah.
What the fuck? Oh shit. I mean, what else we got here during this episode? They Lana and Rusev's wedding. Nikki finds out that her neck is okay and she'll be coming back. But gets the worst email anyone could ever get. Those are her words. That she can't be part of the draft.
I can think of worse emails.
I don't even know what's in. Is that something for Hooters, like emails or?
Yeah, it's like letters over the internet.
Oh, we got heavenly pigeons here in heaven.
Heavenly pigeons.
Yeah.
So fucking weird. Why is it so funny? This is so low. Oh,
what
my
are
God.
You laughing at you or I stretch you out. That was... Stay away, Macho Man. This is not time for you.
What else? I mean, the brand split is looming on this episode. And then I guess the only other thing that really happened was Dean Ambrose went to Canada and met Renee's family. And at one point, this dude, like, they're at, like, an outdoor restaurant. And this guy, like, comes through the bushes and grabs Renee's hat and takes off. And, of course, Ambrose, like, fucking jumps into action, launches over these bushes and railing, chases the guy down, is about to fucking beat the shit out of him. It was actually really awesome, dude. I was really stoked. really into fucking Ambrose fucking this guy up on the street. It was cool.
Well, you never take a Hooters hat, right? Just one time, some guy named Brett, that was his name. He said Martha was a Hooter, and I told him his sister Diana was a Hooter. And, yeah.
That's in the family.
Yeah. Hooters.
Do you have an alternate name for this show?
Total Hooters.
Total Hooters. Awesome. Well, I mean, that's pretty much all that happened on this week's Total Hooters.
Yeah, well, Owen's, I should go anyways, because Owen's gonna jump off something, so.
You better get in there. Yeah, tell him to pull the cord. Pull the cord.
I gotta catch him, so I'll right. Toodaloo and happy Canadian heavens to you.
Fuck you.
Well, thanks for some goodbyes, Stu.
That was the greatest piss I've ever taken in my life, guys.
Toodaloo. I hope that people find that as at 90th as funny as I did all of that. Just laughing the tears over here. Total Hooters. Oh, that's good. You want to do a fucking Hall of Fame? Get the hell out of here? What?
Yeah, I'll do the Hall of Fame.
How do you follow that? I don't even.
Well, you wouldn't let me induct who I wanted to, which I'll still debate you on and argue with. But I'll go with a famous promoter and all around hilarious guy, Jimmy Barnett.
Jim Barnett, the 91st inductee into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame, the most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of podcasting.
The most unapologetic gay guy in the history of professional wrestling. That guy, in a time of everybody being super uptight, Jim Barnett would just walk around talking about his boas.
His boas. Yeah.
He'd call Hulk Hogan Sterling.
Why?
I have no clue. It's just always a story that people tell is that he would call him Sterling all the time, and he'd always rub Hogan's muscles just to weird him out. He didn't purposely make it. From all the stories I've read, he would go out of his way not to hit on the boys, but it made Hulk Hogan so uncomfortable, and he didn't like Hogan, so he'd always call him Sterling and rub his shoulders.
He also brought wrestling to Australia, man.
Yep, he was. He had one of the biggest promotions in the history of Australia. Ran amazing big houses, great paydays for guys. Really, Gary Hart talks glowingly about him in his book, about how much Jimmy taught him about the business, and Jim Barnett always did right by his guys, and eventually he sold it. He would go to work in Georgia Championship Wrestling, until Ole Anderson kind of worked him out, and then he went to work for Jim Crockett Promotions, WWF, WCW. He was eventually fired from WWF because he was telling Jim Crockett some secrets that he wasn't supposed to when it came to the dealings up in WWF. Jimmy was always working every avenue he could to get another payday and make sure he always had a job. But, man, the guy came up with some of the most innovative ideas for the business. He was great at coming up with gimmick matches. And, just Jim Barnett deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And he's now in the most prestigious Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of people, you don't hear a lot of people have bad shit to say about the guy.
No, he's just a fun-loving guy. You should, any story you hear about him is just, he's just a fun guy, and he loves cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine's one hell of a drug.
Loved it.
I love Jim Ross's impression of him, too.
My boy.
Jim Ross has some great impressions, though, I must say.
His Terry Funk's the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, cack. Abyss told me I had a great Terry Funk impression.
I was going to say, that's not bad.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Cack, you should go off the top of the cell. I love that they're just sitting there, and fucking Terry Funk, who's known Mick Foley as Mick Foley for over a decade at that point, and still calls him cack.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack, cack.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's awesome, dude.
Oh, Goozle me, Taker. We got to buy him some time. Goozle me. Terry Funk. I love Terry Funk.
Yeah, dude.
All right. We should probably wrap this up. Sorry.
All right. That's all good, man. What's coming up in the land of Fully Loaded Wrestling?
February 17th and 18th, we're going to be And we'll list it the 17th, and then we have a we can't say where we'll be on the 18th until the venue announces it, but we do know that X-Pac will be there.
Yeah. There you go.
For yeah, fucking X-Pac, and we just had Booker T at an event here in December.
Good stuff. Everyone can check out the weekly show, Fully Loaded TV, on the Fight app and on YouTube.
Yep, you can check us out at Fully Loaded Pro on Twitter. Facebook, we have a Facebook page. Just search Fully Loaded Wrestling, give us a like.
Hell yeah, dude. Bringing fucking pro wrestling to the frozen tundra.
Damn right. And then this Monday, 8 o'clock, our TV shows, or our show will be on Fight, but you can watch it on demand anytime. It's a Fully Loaded street fight between Bolt Bronson and Chainsaw King, and my mom accidentally gets hit with a trash can.
Oh! That's my CTV.
Watch the episode. When you see the trash can go flying, just know it hit my mom in the shoulder. My 88-year-old grandmother was almost hit by a table by Bull.
That's awesome, dude. That's so,
fucking...
There you go, definitely. And what's going on the Federation podcast, man?
Well, our next episode of wrestling will be Judgment Day 2003. And then we'll move on with a subsequent TNA pay-per-view from that month and an ROH show from that month thereafter. And the listener-requested episode for this week was not a wrestling one at all. It's the Dark Knight Returns cartoon.
Mm.
And myself, I'm a big fan of Batman. I got Batman all over my walls, so...
There you go, and eventually Jared and I will get another pay-per-view take, too. We apologize we didn't get one out for December.
I can't believe we fucking watched December to Dismember for no reason. God damn it.
I feel for you guys. Like,
so busy with, you know, everything you've got going, I've got going, and you've got a lot more going than me. I'm not going to sit here and fake like I'm fucking doing anything.
Fucking loser. God damn it, Jim.
So we'll have that back eventually, and the Fully Loaded podcast is still putting up new episodes. The last one was with Pretty Peter Avalon, who's fucking great, by the way.
Yeah, he is. Cool dude, funny guy. We were actually going to have Joey Ryan on, but then we had to reschedule our Fargo dates.
So yeah, we'll see who gets on the next one, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. So check that out also on the Suplex City Limits channel. I think that's going to do it for this week. As always, if you're looking for more wrestling podcasts, you know, check out the Federation. Also, check out our friends, Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling, SatPod, Wrestling Soup, Falcon 1974 on YouTube. And if you're looking for something a little different than wrestling, Out of the Van podcast, hosted by my buddy Black Van Steve. There's even an episode there with yours truly on it. We talk about barbecue sauce and society being full of pussies, all kinds of things. So why cover bands need to die. So definitely check that out. We'll be back next week to recap TakeOver and Royal Rumble.
No, you gotta do it right. The Royal Rumble.
The Rumble. And previewing the next New Japan card as well coming up here.
Fuck yeah. Suzuki-gun, Ichiban!
That I'm going to try and stay up and fucking watch. What is that, February 4th?
February 5th. Well, February 5th is the advertised date. It's probably, I don't know if they're backwards or behind or in front of us, so.
They're in front of us.
It's the Saturday of February 4th. Or there you Saturday, go. Yeah.
You staying up for that one, Jared?
Yeah. I watched Fantastic Mania live.
Nice.
So yeah, we might all stay up for that one. There may be a Twitter menage a trois going on talking about that one. So
the only three people still up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh wait, shit! No, is that the day before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Then I will not be staying up because I cannot also then be up 2 hours later to watch the Super Bowl.
There you go. And yeah, so that's what's going down. And anybody got anything else to add before we depart?
I'm good.
No, I really, really need to pee this time.
All right, well, we thank you very much for listening and supporting the show. And as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember, a winner is you.